Lili Nishmas of Kleinimus Kalmish Ben Avili Melech. Psachim Perk Yud Mishnah Aleph. Arve Psachim Samach Lemincha Lo Yochel Adamacha Techshach. Erev Pesach, close to Mincha. What Mincha are we talking about? We're talking about Mincha Kitana. After and a 6 to 6 day, it would be 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which is the beginning of the 10th hour of the day. The Karban Tamid is brought 9.5 hours into the day. So when the Mishnah say Samach Lemincha, so it's usually a half hour before that. So a half hour before 9.5 hours would be right after 9 hours, which is the beginning of the 10th hour. So that's in a 6 to 6, that would be 3 o'clock. That's the beginning time that one cannot eat. What do we mean that one cannot eat until it's dark? The obvious kasha that Rishonim ask is that matzah, we know the first time he's supposed to eat it is the night of Pesach. You should not eat it all day. And if a person can't even wait and he eats matzah during the day before Pesach, Erev Pesach, it's like he's bol arusasa bebeis chamav. So it's not matzah, because that he can't eat all day. And chametz also, we know, he also can't eat after a certain point in the day, during the beginning of the day. And it's mamish aser midiraisa from 6 hours and on. Even before that, it's asmid rabbanon, like we've said. According to which Tana, how many hours in the day it's aser. But you don't need to tell me that chametz is aser samach lemincha. So what do you mean you can't eat? What can't you eat? So the Rav says, we're talking about all other foods, you shouldn't fill your stomach with them. So when it says, lo yochel, the way the Rav learns, l'chara, what it means is, don't eat a lot of. A person shouldn't eat a lot before it gets dark. However, there's a famous Taisus, it's brought down. Taisus holds that what it means here, not to eat, it means matzah ashira, which an example would be egg matzah, or things like that, from May Paris. Because that's something that you're not yotze, the mitzvah of matzah, and it's also not chametz. So therefore, this matzah, according to Taisus, you're allowed to eat up until this time, but afterwards you shouldn't eat it, so you should have matzah latei oven. And mistam, according to Taisus, when the Mishnah says, lo yochal adam, it means anything. You shouldn't eat at all, any matzah shira, after it's samach lemincha. According to the Rav, lo yochal means don't eat a lot of something, because he learned that it was going on other types of foods as well, just that you shouldn't be full. The main point is not to be full, that a person should have taiva for matzah. V'afilu oni shebi Yisrael lo yochal ad sheyosef. Even an oni shebi Yisrael, like Tosenta brings, that I may think that a seba of an ani is not considered a seba because he has nothing to lean on and it's not their cheres. Tresol explains that means he doesn't have like pillows and things like that. He also shouldn't eat anything the night of Pesach, meaning matzah, arbekosos, until he leans. Tezentiv also brings that when the Mishnah now says afilu ani shebisrael, it's going on what we said previously. We said previously ad shetachshach, until it's night, and then it says even an ani shouldn't eat until he leans, meaning he also has to wait till nighttime. Because Tezentiv says an ani may have not eaten for a while, he also has to wait till it's night. Because that's really, like Tezentiv says, it's the mitzvah of matzahs at night. It's not like stam yontif you can, or Shabbos, you're allowed to be mekadosh Shabbos earlier, mekadosh yontif earlier. Here the issue is you have to eat matzah mishetachshach. Because there's a hekesh from the Karban Pesach to Matzah and Mar, and the mitzvah is dafka when it gets dark. Rabbi Kiveger brings a sefer Bris Shalom al Torah, and there's the name of a chacham, Rabbeinu Yaakov, I'm not sure who it is, that we have in the beginning of brachas, the Mishnah tells us when is the time to say Krishma. So one of the times is Mishasha ani nichnas lechol pito, when he comes in to eat his bread. And Rashi says over there that an ani doesn't have any candles, so he eats during the day. It's an earlier time during the day because he has nothing to see with. So he makes sure to eat earlier. And that's why this Mishnah says that even an ani that normally eats during the day, because he has no candles to see, on the night of Pesach, he has to wait till it's night. And finally, the Mishnah ends, the Gabbai Tztoka, that are being mefarnes to aniyim, they shouldn't diminish from him from the arba kosas of yayin. V'afilu min ha-tamchoi, even if he takes from the tamchoi, so he's an oni shebanim, he's really poor, like the Mishnah tells us in Peah. He's got less than 2 sudos. A person has 2 sudos, he shouldn't take from the tamchoi. So this guy's got mamish nothing, so they should make sure to feed this guy, even if he's this poor, dalet kosos. And even according to Rabbi Kiva, like Taisenta brings, it holds that when a person doesn't have money, lo aleinu, he still shouldn't rely on others. Asay shabas chachol v'al tetzarch lebrius over here, because persume nisa, everybody agrees he has to drink dalet kosos, and the dalet kosos are the 4 lashons of gula, like we know, v'otzesi v'tzalti v'galti v'lakachti, like the Rav brings.